Hello and welcome to Outlier Parenting. And I am so excited because one of my like co-hosts for life that we haven't done a show together in a very long time is here today. And I feel like, especially with summer, this is the perfect time to have her back. And I wish we were doing more of these, but Kim Orlando from Traveling
Hello.
Mom.
Yes, we should be doing more of these. We had some really fun shows in the past. We were laughing a lot. We had a lot of people with comments that said they liked it. So maybe we need to talk about that again.
I think so. I mean, it's like I started up again at Blog Talk Radio, and you know, this show is more about you know, doing stuff with our kids and helping our kids succeed. But at the same time, travel plays a huge part in it, and making sure that everybody, especially as your kids are getting older, your family is happy with your travel selection. It's I feel like it's harder to please older kids these days.
Well, I have to disagree a little bit. It's not that they're harder to please. It's harder to get them to schedule with you. And I think that anywhere
yes.
you go, you can find something that pleases everyone. It's just getting them to coordinate a schedule with you and respond to a text. That doesn't really change. You know, like when your kids are in high school and you text them and you don't hear from them for a long time. And then you start like the whole urgent and ASAP and all that stuff. It doesn't really change a whole lot as they get older.
Yeah. And with us, we just all came back from a cruise, and it was interesting because the kids are, you know, my kids are 19 and 16 now, and they, you know, nobody was taking advantage of any teen clubs at all.
No,
and,
not at all.
You know, not at all. And it was so funny because we went on a Royal Caribbean cruise, and all my son wanted to do was play basketball. And he was getting annoyed because they transform this unbelievable space every day, and they'll turn the basketball court into a bumper car, like freeway, or they'll turn it into a roller skating rink or a trapeze. So he would keep going up and down the stairs, and he's like, "Oh, they're doing bumper cars now. I can't play basketball." That was all he cared about.
Oh, that's pretty annoying. That's very annoying. Because on a cruise ship,
yes.
you don't have tons of options, which is part of the challenge. Really, the only cruise company I know that does the teen thing right is Disney. They have their own club.
Disney.
They have their own space. They have their own island. The Disney cruise. They have an amazing area for teenagers.
Wow. You know, and I would never have thought that because I just kind of felt like, oh, well, Disney, you know, we've done Disney and it's not, you know, because they're older. So even that age that they have great stuff for them.
Yeah. And this is going to sound like a Disney ad. I swear it's not. But I will tell you that, you know, yes, there's a lot of little kids running around. There's some very tired parents on the elevator in the cruise ship. But there are some very adult, you know, fun things to do. The entertainment is off the charts. I saw Aladdin on the cruise ship, and the play Aladdin was just phenomenal. Laughing, crying. My son was, everybody was into it. It was awesome. And then, mm-hmm. you know, they have their upscale restaurants too. So you pay $75, I think, per person, but you're getting super fine wines and an amazing meal at Remy. That's what it was called. So you have that option. Then you have the teen club. And in the teen club, now this is going back a few years, they've probably updated it, but in the teen club, they had like a green screen, so you could make crazy pictures. Of course, they had video games. They had like a little karaoke, record your own music kind of thing. And then when you arrive to Castaway Cay, they have their own teen space on the island, like
mm-hmm.
Teen Town. Yeah. So, I mean, you know,
wow.
There's some stuff for teens. Now, if you're an older teen, 19 maybe, maybe that doesn't appeal to you so much, but 13 to 17, yeah, I think you'd be okay.
Right. Yeah, I mean, when that was, he was kind of in between, so he just was, but so all he cared about was the basketball. And I mean, we had a really nice time. I just felt like this cruise was, there were over 4,000 passengers on the boat. I mean, mm-hmm. there was a lot of people. And the funniest is that I got on the ship and I started texting Kim immediately because I had booked it through a travel agent. I'm like, Kim, the room only has like a couch for us. Like there's no, I had no idea that it had this or that or whatever. And I guess I just kind of didn't think a lot of, you know, I guess it's been so long since I was on my last cruise. And they changed it up. Like there used to be bunk beds, and then we'd be able to put together like one other bed to make it like a queen. And this time they had this this sofa bed that felt like you were sleeping on concrete. Like, I don't know what they
did.
Oh,
that's not good. I mean, they still have rooms with bunk beds, and they have connecting rooms and stuff. But I think, like you said, you have to know cruises well enough to know what to ask. I wouldn't know to ask that either had I not been on, you know, a couple of cruises over the last couple of years. But that's where a good travel agent should really say, hey, you've got this family of four, and it's really four adults, you know, because you've got big kids now. I'm sure your son's super tall and big.
Yeah.
So they should, you know, they should know that. And if they're not doing that, that's not cool.
Yeah, I kind of did. And you know what? The other thing that I found with this, there was so much that you could do that it was almost like information overload. Because they want you to book stuff in advance. You go on their website or you download their app, and there's all these trips and things to sign up beforehand. And it just, it was like I was reading a menu and I couldn't choose anything because there was just too much there. And I almost wanted it kind of planned out for me. And so, you know, when we got on the ship, there were a lot of things that we didn't take advantage of because it was too late. Or it was just crazy expensive. See, to your point about the restaurants, there were other restaurants on the ship and that we could have taken advantage of, and we just didn't want to pay the extra money because we were already paying a lot of money to have food on the ship, you know?
Right. Right. That makes sense. That makes sense. I don't know. I mean, every cruise I've been on, I've met people that were on their like 56th cruise. You know what I mean? That's all they do. They love to cruise. And they know the ins and outs. They know how to get special onboard credits. They're whizzes. It's kind of like being a points and miles expert. Just people know that stuff. For the casual cruiser, the new cruiser, it's something to learn. There's a learning curve that goes with it. And, you know, it's a certain type of vacation. So people always ask me, oh, you know, do you like to cruise? Because I like to travel. And I always say, yes, every 5 years. I'm not interested in a cruise every year. Every 5 years, that's enough for me, because I love how it brings the family together. And now that my kids are getting older, I feel like a cruise makes a lot of sense because, for instance, my older son will probably want to bring his girlfriend. They can go off and do their own thing. They can go have their own dinner. But two or three nights out of the week, I would say, nope, you got to have dinner with us. And then we talk about where we want to eat, and we review the food, and we have fun, and you know all that stuff. But there's stuff to do for everyone, and we don't have to be together all the time. So I think it's really good for multi-gen trips and that kind of thing. But again, I wouldn't want to do it every year.
Well, and you went on a really nice one recently. I saw your pictures.
I did. I was on Regent Cruises. Yeah.
Tell me which one you were on.
Yeah. So I taught social media on Regent Cruises last year, and so did several of the Traveling Mom team members. And so part of my deal with them was to do my own family cruise on Regent. And my husband was over the moon. My husband is like, I call him Felix. And if you're too young to know who Felix Unger is, look him up. But that was my husband. And he loves you know, anything with luxurious touches. And we had a large cabin. And everything is included. That is their big deal, is that everything is included. Well, truly, not everything, okay? Because you can always upgrade for different things. And you can add, you know, bottles of wine and that kind of stuff. But, for instance, if you say ahead of time, hey, I really love, you know, Jack Daniel's whiskey. I want my bar stocked with that in my room. That's what's going to be in your room. There's no extra charge for that. I asked for a bottle of Chateauneuf. And because it's a wine that I really like, and that was in my room when I arrived. No extra charge for that. So those kinds of things, you know, top shelf liquor, you know, having your cocktails, which, you know, came in handy with my eligible children now, because they are old enough to drink and they want to taste everything. They don't necessarily want to throw back and drink it all in front of me, but they want to taste all these different kinds of cocktails. So there was that. The meals were fantastic. I mean, just the meals that were included were fantastic. There was nothing that I knew of to upgrade to meal-wise that cost anything. I have to think about that for a second. But you did have to make reservations. And if you didn't get a reservation ahead of time, I was a little panicked about that because there was one restaurant I really wanted to try. You just do it when you get there. Everybody always tried to work something out for you. And I love that. But, you know, what you were saying, 4,000 people on your ship, 700 on mine.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably like yours. I mean, just because with us, it took a couple of days for me to realize, oh, I can go to this area and only kids 16 and older are allowed in this section versus the my one of the days my daughter put her lounge chair right next to the ice cream machine. So can only imagine how many kids were like around our chairs the entire time.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, we didn't have that issue. But remember, I don't know what you paid for your cruise, but a cabin on a Regent cruise ship is around, it can start anywhere from $7,000 to $9,000 per person for a week.
Wait, $7,000 to $9,000 per person?
Yeah.
Oh my God. No wonder you got the, that's like amazing. That's, yeah, that's insane. You could never set that, that's insane. But
Well, it
yeah,
includes all
because
your
this.
excursions. You can do two excursions in a day if you can fit them in. You can include, there's classes and things like that, but then there are also another tier of excursions that you pay extra for, 100 anywhere to up to $500 for different, wine experiences and that kind of stuff. So there's always up things you can upgrade to. The general excursions that are included are good enough. I wouldn't say they're fantastic. They're basically like introductory to a city. And well, there was one in Menorca, Spain, where we had this wonderful man, walking us around the city and talking and talking. It was very entertaining, but that's all we did. We walked and listened to him. It wasn't like we did anything,
Right. Well, but the only but wait a second. I mean, you're so set. So it would be like $28,000 for family to go,
No,
like for a family.
I'm sure that the price goes down the more people you add to a room. But it's a
Oh, okay.
very expensive top of the line cruise line. I mean, it's not
Yeah.
cheap.
Well, yeah. I mean, and I know like if somebody wants to go to Europe, a lot of times the Mediterranean cruises, sometimes those are even less expensive than staying at all the hotels, but you're still having to fly yourself there and that's a lot of money and it becomes, it's a vacation. We try to always keep our vacations in the like the as best we can within that 10,000 range and it's hard. But that's also why we go away in the summer because it's like the prices go down when you're going to the hottest places on earth. If we
Well,
were to go
apart from
during
you, because Miss
Right.
Diva, bathroom woman, traveler, it's hard for you at 10,000. I can do Europe with my five on 10,000 easily, and not stay in a
Really?
hostel. But also, I will not stay. We will not be staying in a Beth Feldman approved room for sure, because it won't have the
Well, I mean,
bathrooms
but
that
there's
you
certain
seek.
places. Listen,
What?
you're funny. There's, I know that there are places in Europe, like especially if you go to England, where the rooms are very, very small. Even when we went, when I went to Paris last year, we couldn't even share a room with four of us. We each had to get separate rooms because the rooms were just too small. But in Italy, I mean, you could go crazy. I mean, it is. I can't. My daughter's going to be going abroad to Italy her junior year, and I can't wait to go back. It's been a long time since my honeymoon.
Well, see, and I have a different feeling. I'm like, I'm rarely going to be in my room except to sleep. So I don't really care that much about my room. I care about my location. I care about all these experiences and doing stuff. So, that's where I would spend my budget. But maybe
Well,
that's a
and it
different
is.
podcast.
Yes, I agree. I agree. But we, but look, I think that it's very expensive to go on vacation, especially whether your family four, five, or more. A lot of people have, especially when you get to the five number, you automatically have to go to two rooms or have a suite. It's like it's a lot. It's expensive. So we're heading into road trip season, summer, summer staycation. So I normally like when we have gone on our road trips, we go to the Cape, we've gone to Block Island, to Delaware, places where there all the crowds are right now. So tell me, what are people missing out on this summer if they want to take that last minute road trip where you don't get like faced with all the crowds?
I think it's free things to do in your national parks. I think people sort of discount it and think, oh, yeah, I'll do that later. I'll go to a park later. I can do that anytime. And then you never do. It's kind of like I've lived in the New York area now since 1995. I still have not climbed the Statue of Liberty because I'm like, oh, I'll do it later. I lived in Kentucky. Everybody that knows me knows I'm from Kentucky. I've never been to the Derby. So you keep putting it off, but this gem, this golden gem is right there. Now, I know you're not into camping. You don't have to camp there. You can stay in a really nice lodge or hotel nearby, but all the activities are free. When you choose the right national park, there's rangers who will take you on hikes. There's stuff to learn on the hikes. It's just fun. It's awesome. I love that.
Well, but I've looked into the national parks. It is still expensive to go. Like I
Really?
unless maybe it is that I'm just looking at the luxury side of it, but
Maybe.
every time I look into those trips, I'm like, this is really pricey.
But you're looking at Yellowstone and those kinds of parks? Because we were talking about something you could do within like a 4-hour drive of wherever it is you live, and chances are you have a state park or national park near you to do that. That's what I'm saying. It's like make a park day out of it. And if you're, don't discount lake beaches. I'm going to plug Traveling Mom for a minute here. We have a great article on Traveling Mom about lake beaches. I went to see a friend of mine in near Rochester, New York. She lives on a lake there. It looks like the friggin' ocean. Like the waves are huge and the water is cold and there's boats everywhere. It's a blast. When I go to Kentucky, we rent a pontoon. It's $125 for the day. And we hang out on the pontoon, on the lake. And I'm sure there's something like that near wherever it is you live.
Yes, there are. I mean, there's less.
Yeah,
It
and
definitely
it's
am
not
much
going to break
less.
the bank.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's funny, when I was growing up, my parents had a house in the Poconos. And so there were lakes everywhere. That's what we just did. You didn't know that. I don't think, I think I started to go to the ocean when I was a teenager.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
we were always doing
There's a
lakes.
video, a popular video right now. What are they called? The Hoffelmessers or something like that. It's a family that has a very successful YouTube channel. And this last video that went
Oh, the
viral,
Holderness family. The Holderness
what are
family,
they?
right? The Holderness family.
That's right. That's exactly right. They did this whole thing about unplugging their kids, like having kids from the 80s. And I was like, oh my gosh, that really, like we have to go to the 80s? I was thinking 60s. You know what I mean? Like, can we go back to 60s? And so they unplugged their kids and to see how they would react. And if you remember, I did that a few years ago with my kids where it was Mom versus the Electronics, this video series, and I made them unplug and it was like total mutiny. But it was good for them,
And I'm
really good for
sure.
them.
Well, we
Yeah.
paid for the Wi-Fi package on the boat, and it was like over $500 for the week. And my kids paid me back for their share. They're like, we cannot go without Wi-Fi and surfing and streaming. You can't do that to us.
Yeah, I love that you made them help pay for that so that they realize it costs something. I think that sounds like a lot of money for Wi-Fi, to not be able to take a week off. But I wonder if Skyroam works on cruise ships. I'd have to investigate that. But Skyroam is this great little gadget that you take with you. It's a hotspot, basically, but it works
Okay.
internationally and it worked really well for us in Europe. So that's an option, but I just don't know if it works on cruise ships because cruise lines it's murky, right? When you get out into the open sea, everything's 5 times more expensive.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, they were doing, it was like Voom was the service they were using. But then if you shut off the airplane mode and it was cellular at sea. So I was like, oh no, I hope I didn't get charged for some sort of crazy data thing when you're in the middle of the
Yeah.
ocean.
Yeah, you have to do a full-on call with your phone provider with your service provider before you leave on a cruise to make sure you're not going to get zocked and rocked when you get home because there's always some kind of something that's left out or you leave your phone on not thinking about using data and that kind of stuff. But it's expensive for ships to have data. And in fact, here's an interesting thing for Regent Cruises, everything's included, but not unlimited Wi-Fi. So when you get on the ship, you are entitled to one person getting a Wi-Fi, unlimited Wi-Fi, but more than anybody else in your cabin, they have to pay for it. And it's not cheap. Yeah.
Yeah,
Now, if
I
you're
was
at
kind of
the
blown away.
executive level, then it is included.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, if people are already paying what they're paying, I'm like, oh my God, you're still not including Wi-Fi?
I know,
That's
but that's, I
crazy.
mean, think about it. It must be very expensive for these ships to have Wi-Fi, which seems strange. It's like buy your own satellite. Like, come on, there's got to be some way to do this. That makes it less expensive. But on
Well,
the
yeah.
flip
I mean,
side of
listen,
that,
I have to say I was
I'll
very
make a
happy. I was
plug.
able to watch Younger. I was able to stay on top of Younger while I was on the ship. My daughter was watching Orange is the New Black, like, the whole time. So we didn't miss a minute. People kept saying to me, "Oh, I'm sure, on Monday you're getting back to, checking your emails and whatever." I said, "No, actually, I checked all my emails while I was on the ship, so I'm good."
But, you know, you could do that at the ports too. So you could even have the kids just tell them, you know, I did the $10 a day thing when I was traveling through Verizon, right? So you pay 10 bucks and you can use unlimited data and all this stuff at different ports. So what's wrong with just sailing and leaving those days Wi-Fi free and saying, okay, well, you can have your Wi-Fi. We'll pay the $10 a day, but it's got to be when we're in port.
Yeah,
kids also
no,
need
right.
to learn how to unplug. So do parents. I mean, we're the worst.
Yeah, we are. I agree. And that's the thing. It's like, you know what? I usually read on a vacation like 2-3 books. I only read one book this vacation because I was just busy
that doesn't
going
sound
through
like
my, you know, reading article after article. Terrible.
So what did you read and what should we be reading?
Oh, what should we be reading? You know, do you know the book, I Don't Know How She Does It? Do you remember that book?
Yeah.
From years and years ago. So that author, Allison Pearson, she wrote a new book, and it's, I'm just looking to get the title of it in a second. I think it's called like, Are We Done Yet or something. Wait, I'll tell you in 1 second what it's called. It actually takes you the same exact story of Kate Reddy, who was, you know, she quits her job to raise her family. And that's where you find her at the end of the first book. And in this particular book, she, winds up, she's now almost 50 and she needs to jump back in. Her husband has decided he's going through an existential crisis, so he's not working. She has all these renovations going on in her house. Her daughter is like 16, her son is 13, and her daughter's going through all kinds of like stuff at school. And then her parents, of course, are ailing. And so she's got issues with her mother-in-law and her mom and all that stuff. And then she has to kind of like she fakes her age, like younger, to get back into, she gets a job at the same firm that she had worked at before she quit her job. And she lies. She says she's only 42 and there's so many new people there. And it's like run by millennials that nobody realizes that she worked there before. The only person that remembers is like the coffee lady who and she like runs away from her because she realizes that she remembers her.
That's
but
hilarious.
But I'm looking at it on Amazon right now because I can't, it's like, I don't want to say, wait, I'll tell you in 1 second. Let me see. I Don't Know How She Does It was the other one. And then this other book was, oh, here it is. How Hard Can It Be? That's what it is. Not Are We Done Yet? How Hard Can It Be?
That's pretty good.
So that came out.
I just love that you were reading a book.
Out.
Were you reading a real book
what?
Or were you reading it on your phone?
Wait, you keep cutting out. Say that again.
Did you read a real book or did you read it on your phone?
I read the book. I actually reread the hardcover book. So I had a heavy 372 page thick hardcover book with me.
I love a book, but you got to be careful of, you know, what you pack, but.
Yeah. I mean, but being on the ship, I took like 17 bags and we didn't get on a plane. So it didn't matter.
Oh, you didn't get on a plane. I didn't realize that. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So I had that, there's a new book out with that I actually read also by Meg Wurlitzer, that the Feminine Persuasion, that's actually good for like our daughter's age and us. So that I read a couple months ago, but this one was like, you know, a funny, lighthearted book, but I just kept on getting distracted and it was all the social media. The funniest is that my husband read two books on this trip and that's like a first because I'm usually the one who comes away reading 3-4 books.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's a lesson in there somewhere.
What?
Lesson in there somewhere.
Yeah, I need to do a digital detox is the issue because I keep getting sucked into article after article. I fall into the Twitter black hole and get, you know, just reading all the different feeds and things coming out.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm taking you on a disconnected trip. That's going to be my goal. As soon as your youngest is out of high school, you're going with me.
All right. Oh, my God. Yep. It's going to be like Thelma and Louise.
Detox Diva. That's what it's going to be, the Detox Diva trip. But I predicted years ago that that was going
to
be a more expensive trip. What?
Okay. But I may wind up having, like, you know, what when people are like detoxing from something, I could get like shaky. I don't know if I can handle it, but I'll try.
I'm sure you will, but we have wine for that. Don't worry.
Yes, exactly. So, well, this was great. And I'm so glad that we finally like found the time to connect, and let's do this more because I love doing this with you.
Invite me and I will be there.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, thanks for joining everyone, and we'll be back soon. Bye.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.